Hello?
Not important.
Hello, is this Deborah?
Yes, it
Hey, Deborah, this is Zach. You had reached out and we had spoken about your
Pardon
property on Thompson Avenue.
me? You're what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said, son. What?
We had reached out and spoken about your property on Thompson Avenue. Are you still looking to sell that place?
We're kind of up in the air right now. We're not real sure which route we want to go yet. So, but it's a very good possibility.
Okay. What's going to kind of be a deciding factor on,
Well,
what you
I
want
think
to do?
it's going to be a deciding factor is going to be who I can help to get invest in it. If we try to buy it out and refinance it from the reverse mortgage, and so that's going to be the biggest thing, and see if any of us can gather up some money for down payments and something like that. But as far as selling it outright, like or through a real estate agent. We're not, I don't think we're going to go that route because I think that that might just be a little too much work on me if I can't find somebody that's going to go in on it with me, with a
Sure,
big
yeah.
house.
And yeah, we're licensed within the company, but as far as what you're going through, is it, let me ask you this, is your property's a foreclosure, yes?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Because
I mean, I think they had
it does say that it is in notice of foreclosure.
Oh, really? No, I don't. I know that my mom had to pay some back taxes, which she did. So I thought that that had taken care of everything. So, and I talked to somebody with Longbridge who is, I guess they're new owners. Just last week or the week before, and they said everything that they had everything they needed turned in. So I guess I have to double check on that. But I haven't received any kind of letter that said that told us that that it was in foreclosure.
Okay.
They needed some occupancy reports filled out and sent in. But I think all that was sent in. So yeah, not sure. But you're showing that on your list.
Yeah, on my end, that's what I'm viewing.
Okay. Did they have did they have a foreclosure date time notice?
I don't have any of that information. I just
Yeah,
see
no,
where it
no.
says that it's,
I do know that it was. I think they had said that that I guess the information, the taxes that my mom had to catch up and the occupancy reports and things like that, if they hadn't been filled in. But I mean, they did say that they were in default. But if they could get that money into them and get the occupancy reports in, that it would stop the foreclosure. So
Sure.
I'll
So
have to
you're
look
not
into
the
it
actual
again.
owner of the property.
No, it's actually my mom. So she's just
Okay.
80, about 80, and she doesn't have any idea what to, what really a lot of times people are saying. But I know the reverse
So,
mortgage is killing her. I don't know
yeah,
where
I
they
mean,
come up with something. Go ahead. Yeah.
I think we can put something together here. I mean, I really do, and with the hopes of, maybe reselling it to you guys after you guys get some, funding in
Okay,
place
well, I didn't
together.
even know that that was a possibility. You mean like as in to buy it outright for cash and then resell it, or to buy it from them and refinance through you?
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Basically kind of take over the existing lien that you got on there and just kind of see if we can work it from that angle. I mean, is that something that
Right.
you might be interested in?
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Okay. So, I mean, what, as far as a denote payoff, I mean, how
Things
do
are
you
payoff
see
is,
it?
yeah. Things are payoffs around 285. I've had like a handful of people come out and check it out, and The overall averages, they were offering 360 for, common cash, getting cash in hand. So, and I know
Sure.
the appraisal is about right, probably right around there too, from the last appraisal that they did, which
Do
I
you
think
know
is
the
similar within
interest
6 months.
rate?
I don't know because I don't. I mean, all of those charges on that reverse mortgage are just unbelievable. I don't know.
Well, would it
Probably.
be if any would your would your mother be interested in speaking with us, maybe so we can kind of you say I hear you say it's killing her, and it sounds like
Yeah, and it's just, I mean,
family
she
is
can't,
important.
she's a, you know, I wanted to kind of like take it over, and then, have, just fix a little bit of the downstairs up for them, for her. So it's just way too big of a house, just,
Sure.
so it's a really big house. So,
So, do you think that we could get a conversation that way we could kind of
yeah, we
resolve
could
some
do
of this
that.
difficulty? Okay.
She's
When
not
would be a
here.
good time?
Maybe we might just be
Tomorrow,
able to catch up.
sometime?
She's just gonna be, her and my dad went with their some relatives to the beach, so she's gonna be there for a couple days. So probably I'd say by Wednesday, because they're still supposed to come back Tuesday. So by Wednesday, I would say that would be a good time.
Okay.
All right.
Call, give you a call Wednesday. What time would be good?
Wednesday it would be in the latter part of the afternoon, because she doesn't get up till noon.
Like 2 p.m.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and who were you with again? What was she? Excuse me, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Is Zach.
Zach. With, okay, and
Yep.
and is you are you an independent company or?
We work within the state CVA homes, so
Oh, okay.
we offer different programs to help homeowners, like your parents, yourself, within your certain situation.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah,
Yeah.
that I think, yeah, we'd probably both like to talk to you then, because I've been looking, like I said, just kind of looking around for, just trying to get as many options as I can, So,
Sure.
but I'm just kind of getting back up on my feet after being down for like the past 7 years with some bad medical issues. So, I'm kind of stuck, kind of needing somebody to, sign for me, And I've been looking for. Excuse me, someone to help me out, in that department, because I know at this point, I'm in the midst of filing for disability, so I don't, have really a regular income except for child support, and it's, that's the only thing I've really got going right now. So I've got to find a couple of people that said they might be interested in, taking on a loan and maybe helping me out with a rent to own situation, some, along the way. So but yeah, I'd be interested in speaking with you too. But yeah, she that would be great. I'll mark it down on our calendar, and we'll make sure that she's up and ready to talk and stuff. So, and that'll give me some time too to make sure that I'll go ahead and get you some any information, any additional information that you might need from the mortgage company.
Yep. All right. We'll just let her know that you had talked with me and that we help, people in y'all situations, and we'll look forward to talking with you on Wednesday.
Okay, that sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Deborah.
Okay, have a good afternoon. Bye
You
bye.
too. Bye bye.